Welcome to Body Sculpt of New York, 6 weeks to fitness podcast, where we hope to inform, motivate, encourage, and inspire you towards living a healthier lifestyle. And now, here's your host, the president of Body Sculpt of New York, Vince Ferguson.
Hi, I'm Vince Ferguson. Welcome to 6 weeks to fitness, episode 100. Thank you so much for tuning in. This episode is brought to you by Body Sculpt of New York and the Children's Sports and Fitness Expo. Join us on Saturday, June 24th for the 14th annual Children's Sports and Fitness Expo in Brooklyn. For more information, visit www.bodysculpt.org or call 718-346-5852. In this episode of our 6 weeks of fitness podcast, I'm joined by Ashanti Middleton, the host of Taste and Toast. Ashanti, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you for being on our show. I really appreciate it. But before we talk about Taste and Toast, let's talk a little bit about you. Where did you grow up?
Well, I grew up in Queens, New York, where I currently still reside today.
Oh, okay, great. So you're a native New Yorker.
I am, very born and raised.
I hear you. Now, who were your role models growing up, Ashanti?
Well, growing up would definitely have to be my my mom and my older siblings, because I'm the baby of the group.
Oh, okay.
So just, you know, watching them, and they did great in school, and just following behind their footsteps really gave me a view to what I should be doing as I grew up. So it helped out a lot. And those are my brother and my sister.
Oh, okay, great. Now, when did you know you wanted to get into the film or the entertainment industry?
I've always had an interest in entertainment for about 9 years now. And I did like little internships here and there, which exposed me to the stuff that I know now. And just recently, I decided to pretty much do my own project.
Wow. Okay. So where did you get that drive, that, you know, the entrepreneurial drive to strike out and make it happen?
Right. I have a lot of friends in the industry. One being, his name is David, who's one of my, you know, videographers. He's an actor. He works on sets on shows such as Cake Boss and all of that good stuff. So he, you know, being with him and going with him to different sets and stuff like that really gave me that, like, wow, this is cool. You know, the behind the scenes and stuff like that. So, ever since then, for about 9 years, he's been doing it. I've been following him and watching him, and I've always wanted to do it since.
Wow, that's amazing. So you had someone to emulate, someone that you can look at and say, yes, I like this.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
Nice. Now, how long has Taste and Toast been around?
Well, we did our first shoot in September of last year, which was a success. That was episode 1.
Okay.
And it was an idea that came to me because I love the restaurant industry. I don't have a passion to cook or anything like that, but I love to go out and socialize and be in restaurant settings.
Yes.
Along with the entertainment industry, like music and film. Hmm. So I felt that the best way to combine the two was to create Taste and Toast, which is a restaurant review series. So I'm at the restaurant trying food, in addition to helping keep the restaurant industry thriving by giving them exposure.
Hmm. All right. So you're providing a service for the restaurant industry.
Correct.
Huh. Mm-hmm. That sounds really good. Has it been easy to get around to these different locations?
Definitely. It's very easy. At first, we were reaching out to different restaurants, but now as the show grows, they contact us because they're showing interest in us coming to interview them and showcase their restaurant. So it's becoming a bit easier as we go.
Wow. Are there other shows out there like it?
Definitely. You got Guy Fieri, who I also watch, and I'm grateful for because he's, you know, paving the way for stuff like this. But in terms of my age group and my nationality and stuff like that, there isn't any other one out there right now.
Wow. And do you go to restaurants regardless of who the owners are?
Of course. I love diversity. That's what's going to help us grow. So I love to try new foods. I'm not afraid to try anything. We've done Thai restaurants. We've done Peruvian restaurants. Mm-hmm. We've done bakeries. I've done like your, you know, steak and potatoes, like all American. It doesn't matter. I want to try a lot of different ethnicities.
Huh. So right now you're basically within the 5 boroughs, correct?
Correct.
Do you see yourself going beyond New York?
I definitely do. It's just a matter of timing and getting there. But I did have a restaurant in Arizona reach out to me. Yeah. I've had two from Atlanta reach out to me. And it's just like, you know, I'm so grateful and humbled by it. But it's about just kind of mapping it out and figuring out how we're going to do it.
Oh, man, that is exciting, okay? It really truly is exciting. Now, is there a rating system that you use to rate the food or the service at these restaurants?
No, not quite. We haven't crossed that path yet. You know, people have asked me that, but we haven't. So pretty much we go to the restaurant, I'll interview the owner or the bartender or the manager, and we just ask them to provide their signature dishes. Like, show me something that I could eat here that I wouldn't find in the next restaurant. So, and that's been fun. That's been great. And so we don't grade them or anything. We just want to have fun and kind of celebrate their success.
Nice. So this way they don't fear you coming in. They invite you happily because they know you're not going to trash them after you finish eating.
Exactly. And I don't want to do that either. I don't want to create that, you know, so we haven't crossed that path yet.
Okay. Because I'm sure there's some TV show out there that's like, hey, this would be great for ratings.
Right. You know? Definitely. Okay. Definitely.
So to do something like this costs money. I mean, you have to have a production team and people on staff right away to shoot the video. How are you able to cover the cost for this production?
Well, that's a great question. And this project right now is 100% self-financed. So it's all my own money that I'm putting into it. And right now we're kind of looking for sponsors and people that might want to donate or invest because it's tough. Yes. And as you can imagine, as we grow, the more restaurants I shoot three a week or two a week, that's more money coming out of my pocket because, like you said, you have to pay production teams and stuff like that, hair, makeup, outfits. So, again, I hope in the very near future I can get some type of financing or some type of financial help from someone who believes in a dream and see the vision.
Right. How are you marketing the show?
Well, right now we're on all social media platforms. I do have a publicist. We just got a story broke by the Huffington Post on the 7th, which is huge because the Huffington Post is like a really big newspaper, online media. Yeah. Word of mouth, people sharing. So that's pretty much where we're at right now. And we're looking to shop the show eventually to different networks and platforms.
Okay, great, great, great. Are you currently doing any fundraising?
Well, I did one. The campaign just ended. I did have a fundraising. It was by Fundly. And we raised a couple of dollars, which helped. It helped offset some of the costs that the shoots that I had lined up after that. So it did help. But that's pretty much it.
Okay, have you ever thought about doing a fundraiser on Kickstarter?
I thought about it. It is a big platform. Yes. I did think about it. And we could always do it. You know, just I want to have the right video. I want to set the tone to grab people in and make them really feel like they should donate to this project. So we have to think about that. I want it to be thought out.
Yeah, I really want you to consider that, too. I mean, I think that something that you're doing, it's kind of unique, you know, and I think there's a need for it as well. And I haven't heard much about these type of shows. So I just think that, you know, when you get a chance to really build it out and do a real nice fundraising campaign showing what you do, because you have video now to show what it's all about. So you can
We have like completed episodes. I mean, the quality is awesome. It's ready to go. You know, it's ready to go. It's TV ready because the format that we shoot it in is like TV ready, you know, and yes. I'm just kind of waiting at this point to see what my options are.
Okay. Sounds good. Now I watched a couple of your YouTube videos, a couple of the shows, and I know you were at this, I think it was a restaurant in Brooklyn called Samui. Was it Thai food? Uh-huh. I think. And
yes.
I'm telling you, that food was so inviting, and they kept putting more food in front of you.
Oh my gosh.
Exactly.
And that was probably one of my favorite places to be because it was so different. And then they invited us in the kitchen to see the chef cooking, which was also interesting, too. So that was just a great experience. We felt like me and my production staff, like after the shoot, they was like, eat, enjoy. It was like we were like kings and queens that day. Oh, it was just so much food. So, and I was just so grateful. So grateful.
And it was so affordable. I think you said $8 to $15 for
plates. Yeah, it's very affordable. You would think it would be, because the restaurant is very high end. So you would think it would be pricey, but their average meal is between $8 and $10.
Wow. I mean, I'm telling you, that was so inviting, especially to a guy like me who tried to eat healthy as much as he can. And, you know, it was really inviting. The food looked delicious. You know,
it was. Really. It was very good. I'm just grateful. Now, and pretty much all of the episodes that we shoot, the food is just awesome. I mean, hands down, it's just amazing.
Do you actually, are you able to finish the meals? Or you take them home with you? What do you do?
A lot of times, no. We end up wrapping it up. And same thing with the drinks. Like, you know, we'll showcase, like, drinks from their bar. And we can't, it's just so much that we can't finish them, you know. So the food we take home, the drinks end up getting trashed. But it's just so fun. It's just amazing.
Amazing. Because you're eating so much food, tasting so much exquisite, all this different fine food, are you concerned that you may gain a few pounds because of this?
Well, it's funny you asked me that, and I was just speaking to my partner about having to be in the gym because, and I know that for a lot of, like, you know, Food Network show hosts and stuff, it's very imperative that we maintain a good diet because we're constantly eating. So that's something I want to get with a nutritionist with and actually learn more from your program because at this time I'm not eating the best. Yes. You know, I'm not eating the way I should. And I want to learn how to properly balance a good nutrition with my lifestyle in terms of shooting.
Yes. And I have nutritionists that can work with you in that regard as well, you know, because nutrition is 80% of it. And because what you're doing is great. But I know if you kept eating like that, oh my goodness.
Yes, you've got definitely. And that's my fear too. Like, I want to stay in shape. So this is like the best interview ever because I need some knowledge, big time.
Okay. Okay. That sounds really good. Like I said, I have nutritionists that can help you with that. I mean, it all depends on what level you want to go with. I know I have someone in Queens. Her name is Elizabeth Madison. I believe she's in Queens. I have someone who lives in the Bronx, but she travels throughout the city, you know, Yvette. But, you know, nutrition is key. And what you're doing is important because I think you're exposing people to different restaurants, different places where they can go. And I'm telling you, it's an amazing show. It really, really is. And I want you to succeed with it. And if you have time, come out to my expo, my Children's Sports and Fitness Expo on June 24th. That's going to be another big event with all kinds of people and, you know, families coming out. And we have nutrition there. We have exercise, everything. And my nutritionist will be there, too. So I'm just saying, something to do and expose yourself to more people and to the parents that's going to be at my show. Because
that's
your key is exposure for what you're doing.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. And where is that expo going to be?
Yeah, it's going to be at PS92, which is it's on Parkside between Rogers and Bedford, okay, in Brooklyn, in the Leffert's Park. Prospect Park area, but you know, I'll send you some more information about that, you know, later on today. Okay.
That's awesome. I would love to come. Definitely.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds good. Now, has it, with this journey with Taste and Toast, has it been challenging for you? And if so, what has been your greatest challenge?
My greatest challenge was probably the first time we were fishing for a restaurant. So you're new, you've never done it before, no one knows you, and here you are asking to come in and film. They don't know the quality of it. We don't know what the quality would look like. We've never shot one, you know, so it was challenging, but we got our first yes, and from there, it's just been popping off, you know, so that was probably the biggest worry I had in the beginning.
Wow, that's amazing. And, you know, food itself, like the Food Network, the Food Channel, these different chefs that's popping up here and there, it's so popular right now, you know?
Yes, it is.
It's so popular. So that's why I think what you're doing is so cool and time appropriate. So it's just a matter of just spreading, getting the word out about your brand. You know what I mean?
Right.
Connecting
exactly.
To people. And I know with this podcast, I'm going to send it out to my listeners. But I'm also going to post it in about 20, 30 different Facebook groups too. So we'll kind of help you spread the word. You know, I'll get it out by sometime next week. But we'll help you spread the word about this because I think that it can catch on.
I appreciate that.
It'll be great.
I think so, too. And again, there's no one that of my demographic doing it right now. Like, when you think of a show like this, you think of the Guy Fieri's. You might think of Food Network. You don't think of a young African-American female traveling and trying food. It's new. So I'm appreciative of that. And I think if the right people seen it, it'll take off.
Oh, I think so too. I kind of feel like it's going to take off, you know? So is
Thank
there
you.
Anything else you'd like to share with my listeners about Taste and Toast?
Yes, I would like for you guys to visit my website at www.tasteandtoastwithus.com. Again, that's tasteandtoastwithus.com. My Instagram is at tasteandtoastam. Facebook is at tasteandtoast1. And I really appreciate this opportunity, and thank you so much.
Are you on Twitter at all?
Twitter, I am. It's at tasteandtoast1 as well.
At tasteandtoast1. Okay. And what is your email address, Ashanti?
My email is ashanti@tasteandtoastwithus.com.
Oh, ashanti@tasteandtoastwithus?
With us.
Okay.
Yes,
.com. .com. Great. Okay, Ashanti Middleton, on behalf of Body Scope of New York and 6 Weeks to Fitness, I really want to thank you for coming on our show.
I appreciate you so much. Can't wait to see you at your expo, and I look forward to meeting you. Thank you so much.
Great. And to my listeners, I truly hope this program was informative, encouraging, and inspiring, and that you will continue tuning in to our 6 Weeks to Fitness podcast. And if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for the show, please leave them on my 6 Weeks to Fitness blog at www.6weekstofitness.com or email me at vince@6weeks.com. Take care. Bye-bye.